An area police department is asking for the public's help in relation to a shooting. According to a news release from the Warrensburg Police Department, at 1:37 yesterday afternoon, officers on patrol heard what they believed to be were gunshots in the area of the 100 block of West Pine Street. When the officers arrived on the scene, they found a blood trail and shell casings on the street. Officers were told by people in the area that a 22-year-old female was struck in the wrist by gunfire and was transported by a private vehicle to a local hospital. They also were notified of a second victim, a 21-year-old female, who was struck in the shoulder being treated at the hospital. The victims live in Warrensburg and their injuries are non-life-threatening. The only suspect information authorities have is he is a heavy-set male with face-length dreadlocks. Anyone with information to help locate the suspect is being urged to call the Warrensburg Police Department at 660-747-9133. Area authorities are warning residents about a couple of different scams. According to a release from the Saline County Sheriff's Department, it has received several reports of ongoing telephone scams. One of the scams involves calls from someone stating they are from the IRS. The IRS scam involves a caller stating you must send money within a certain period of time or be arrested. The release says the IRS will not contact you by telephone. Additional information and tips regarding contact from the IRS can be obtained on its website at irs.gov and go to Help on the screen. The second scam is a caller stating they are in jail and need you to send them money. Often the caller will state they are a family member and may have a name that fits someone in your family. Calls from inmates in the Saline County Jail have a recording that states that is where the call is originating. If you have any questions about someone being in jail in Saline County, you may call the office at 660-886-5511 or access the current inmate list on the department's website by clicking on the jail link. If the person says they are in another county, you can contact that jail directly or call the Saline County Sheriff's Office and personnel will help with getting contact information for that agency. An area church was the victim of thieves over this past weekend. According to a report from the Saline County Sheriff's Department, it is investigating after receiving a report that some person or persons stole air conditioning units from the Heath Creek Baptist Church at 11050 South Route J in Nelson. They were reported as missing on Sunday. The units are valued at $15,000. If you have any information on the incident, you are being urged to call the Saline County Sheriff's Department at 660-886-5511. And two persons were injured in a two-vehicle traffic crash in Marshall on Halloween. According to a report from the Marshall Police Department, officers and personnel from the Marshall Fire Department and Saline County Ambulance District were called to the scene at the intersection of North Street and Salt Pond Avenue. Upon arrival, officers observed a 2005 GMC Envoy on its side. Its driver, Maria Villatoro of Marshall, told officers she was traveling north on Salt Pond when her vehicle was struck by a 2012 Suzuki Grand Viatra driven by Carla Wyatt, which Villatoro says was traveling west on North Street and failed to stop at a stop sign. Both parties reportedly told first responders they would seek their own treatment of unspecified injuries. The crash happened just before 5:15 p.m. That is a look at news early in the morning on KMMO. I'm Robert King.